An overhaul of financial rules is one step closer to becoming law.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Yesterday, the U.S. House passed what could be the final version of financial reform, but it is still not a done deal, and the July 4th holiday could threaten the measure's support. We get the story now from Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson.
The bill now heads to the Senate, well, after a week-long 4th of July break. Earlier this week, Democrats scrapped the idea of paying for the bill with a $19 billion tax on financial institutions. That was to gain a few Republican votes needed for passage. Senate Banking Committee Chairman Chris Dodd, for whom the bill is named, begged for support on the Senate floor yesterday.
To my colleagues, I don't know what else I could have done to make this more inclusive, to provide more balance and sense to all of this. And I urge you, I plead with you, to give us the vote on this.
But an extra week of delay will mean an extra week for financial industry lobbyists to sway waffling senators. Wall Street has flexed its muscle again and again on this bill. So even if it passes, there are concerns some banks will remain too big to fail. Republican Senator Scott Brown, whose hesitance forced the elimination of the bank tax, said in a statement that he'll use his holiday break to continue to review the bill, which has been called the biggest change in financial rules since the 30s. I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
President Obama sat down this week with Federal Reserve Chair Ben Bernanke to talk about the many headwinds facing this economy. And there's plenty to talk about: unemployment, deficits, debt in Europe. Marketplace's economics editor Chris Farrell says there is another challenge to our economy that is not getting as much attention as it should. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Bill.
You think we ought to be talking about an economic crisis in education?
Yes. As bad as unemployment is for the country as a whole, it is terrible if you hadn't gone to college. I mean, the unemployment rate for people with a high school degree only is double the rate of people who have at least a college degree. And by the way, if you don't have a high school diploma, it's even worse.
Well, I get that that is scary for the uneducated worker. How is this, though, a threat to our entire economy?
Bill, this is what's happening. You know, the U.S. economy increasingly emphasizes college-educated workers, and business is creating jobs. There are job openings in this economy, but most require some kind of post-secondary education to even apply. So it's become something, it's a vicious cycle. Business looks for educated workers. Job openings go begging, incomes stay low, unemployment stays high, the rebound is subdued, and so on.
Well, here's a problem, Chris. What can we do? Because if it's a government solution, not only is our government in debt, but, you know, throwing money at education hasn't necessarily improved it.
No, you're right. But you know that the alarm bells have been going off, you know, about our failing education system, especially in the inner city. But now we can see that it's economically damaging. So whether it's charter schools, vouchers, smaller high schools, early childhood education, it's not more money. It's a focus on reforming education.
Reforming education to focus on 21st century type jobs?
It's the focus on 21st century type jobs, but here's the more important thing. It is to end the crisis with high school dropouts. In some inner cities, the high school dropout rate is 40, 50%. This is unacceptable. And these people who drop out then can't take the jobs and can't climb into the middle class. And that's what our society is about, that our children will live a better life than you and I.
Marketplace's economics correspondent Chris Farrell. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Bill.
Yesterday, the Congressional Budget Office predicted federal debt will rise this year to almost two-thirds of America's gross domestic product. That's the highest level since just after World War II. Democrats on President Obama's Blue Ribbon Deficit Reduction Panel are now saying spending cuts will probably have to outweigh tax increases to make things balance. Let's do the numbers. Stocks keep going down, down. Share prices fell across Asia today, off 2% in Japan. European markets are down another 1 to 2% now. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials woes continued with a 96-point drop to 9,774. More than a million laid-off American workers will not get their unemployment benefits reinstated before Congress goes on vacation. The Senate Republicans again successfully filibustered a bill last night that would have provided extended unemployment checks to people who have been laid off for long stretches.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by MassMutual, offering retirement and 401k plans to businesses for more than 60 years. MassMutual.com/retirestrong.
An important part of the health care reform law goes into effect today. In some states, people can apply to get into high-risk insurance pools beginning today. These pools are intended to provide temporary insurance until the law fully takes effect in 2014. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer tells us now the application process for these insurance pools is complicated and not everyone will get in.
The healthcare reform law will prohibit insurers from denying coverage because of a pre-existing condition, but not until 2014. The temporary high-risk pools are envisioned as a bridge to 2014, but there won't be room for everyone. Vivian Ho is a healthcare economist at Rice University.
There is going to have to be a limit on this particular program. There just isn't enough money.
The Congressional Budget Office has estimated that if there's no limit, federal funding for the temporary high-risk pools will run out by 2013, so the uninsured should apply right away. Some of the pools will be administered by the states, others by the federal government. Richard Cauchi is a health policy expert at the National Conference of State Legislatures. He says the federal government is launching a new website today in an effort to reduce confusion.
The real challenge is to get the word out in a positive, effective media marketing style.
The website will let you compare insurance plans and figure out if you're eligible for the temporary high-risk pool. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Another part of health care reform also takes effect today. It is a tax on tanning salons to help pay for the law. In response, tanning salons report customers have been rushing in the last few weeks to get in a bunch of tanning sessions before the price goes up. That does not sound healthy. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.